We are testing the Blue Yeti microphone with the iPhone 6S plugged in with version 2.14.3 to see what type of impact it has. We use a lightning connector here, lightning to USB camera connector, and I power it using the power adapter because the Blue Yeti sucks power and we need to make sure that it will work. You have to adjust your gain to make sure that it doesn't overpower the phone. But let's see what it sounds like. Have you done a test yet yourself? I'd like to hear about it. So the Blue Yeti had its chance. What about the ATR2100? Does that have a fair shot at contending for USB microphones that work through this lightning adapter? It's version 2.14.3. What do you think? Let's compare the two.
Hi, Avi. It's Bernie Hobach. I am on the Pentapixel account, and I downloaded the most recent version of Anchor, because you said it had support for external microphones. I'm not sure this is the external mic that they had in mind. So it's a really old Sony flat mic, an ECM F01. I have no idea what it sounds like. The waveform on Anchor says I'm talking. I wish I could figure out a way to block the external pinholes. So what I'm trying to do is block the bottom of the phone so I know that the mic itself is taking it in. Anyway, I just plugged in a Sony Electret, well, it's a condenser mic. Electret condenser microphone, ECM F01. Yeah, very old, probably 10 or 15 years old. Just plugged into the bottom of the iPhone. No special connection, just the app and the Electret microphone.
Obvious, Bernie Goldbach with the Rode SmartLav Plus mic. And I think it worked this way before the update.
It's just plugged into the bottom of an old iPhone 5C, running iOS 10.3, and the newest version of Anchor. You're on the SmartLav Plus. But I don't think any kind of tweaking would have changed the way the mic normally worked. I haven't tested this by calling myself to see what it sounds like, but there you have it. Another mic for your mic comparison request series. The Rode SmartLav Plus.
You've asked for user input about different mic support, so I've got the most recent version of Anchor on an iPad Mini 4 over Wi-Fi, well, actually over 3G. I'm using an ATR2100 USB similar to yours. Your Blue Yeti sounded a lot better. I'm actually calling in to mention this. On another account, I tested the Rode SmartLav Plus. At the same time, the phone was connected by Bluetooth to the JVC Bluetooth headset. So if it doesn't sound clear, that means what you actually got was my voice over the headset, over the earphones of the JVC Bluetooth headset. Otherwise, if it sounded really clear, it came through the Rode SmartLav Plus. Talking to you now on the ATR2100 USB. Bye for now.
Hi, Avi. This is Juan Carlos. Regarding to your question about what microphone we're using, you know, it's a question I was asking myself many times in order to have a better quality in my audios. But then I realized that aren't we going to lose the essence of Anchor? I mean, Anchor is now because it's easy to use. You can use only your phone to record your audio as you were talking by the phone, and that's all. So I was asking myself, why do we need external audio, external microphone, excuse me. In my case, I have an AirPods, and right now I'm using them to record. In a second, Colin, I'm going to talk with my phone, okay?
Hi, Abby, this is me again, and this time I'm talking using just my smartphone. I know that this has more quality than using the AirPods, so I don't know. I would like to have an external microphone for having a better quality, but I'm not sure if it's important. Of course, I know that it's better if you use a microphone, a professional one, or a better one if you use a computer, but if you are just using your phone, your smartphone, is it necessary? Well, let me know what you think. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Bichach.
Hey, Avi, it's Sam. I'm just using my regular headset mic from Beats. I'm on iOS. I'm just using a standard earbud microphone. Not that great, but better than nothing. I do have a question regarding Anchor on a desktop computer, because I do have a professional microphone that I do use on my Mac for podcasting, and I'd love to use the Anchor platform on my computer. Do you know if they have any plans for a Mac app or a Windows app or a web-based version at all? That would really be helpful for old-school podcasters like me. Thanks.
Wanted to thank everybody for their contribution so far with their microphone test. Fantastic stuff. I want to throw out an app that might be helpful to all of you who are using an external mic so that you can determine which mic is actually being sourced for your phone. You may plug in a microphone and it may be plugged in, but it may not be detected by your phone. So you wind up using the native microphone built into the iPhone. And if that's the case, defeats the purpose, doesn't it? So there is a Ferrite recording app that's available for free in the App Store, Ferrite, Ferrite. And what it does, among other things, the ability to record, but it detects and tells you which microphone, right on the main screen of the recording, you're using. And that becomes very handy because once you load Ferrite and you check, now that means that your phone has detected the microphone. You can get out of Ferrite and then jump into Anchor and do your recording. And the likelihood is fairly high that Anchor will be using the microphone that Ferrite detected. Not 100%, but it's a lot higher probability and a great chance that it is the mic that you intended to use based on what was detected. So that's one tool that might come in handy now that you may be relying on external microphones with the latest 2.14.3. So check it out. Let me know what you think. Sam Whitfield, this is a reply to you, my friend. Thank you for calling in. And I wanted to let you know that, yes, you have the ability, not with a specific app for Anchor, but the web interface on Anchor allows you to log in. And there is a clip tool. It's called anchor.fm/clip. That allows you to take any of your offboarded recordings that you did with your professional mic and software on the Mac or PC. As long as you do this through a browser, and you could use Safari. I prefer to use Google Chrome in that environment. You can take your MP4s, you can take your MP3s, any type of audio that you've produced, any type of audio that might actually be sourced through a URL, you have the privilege of lifting that up through this clip tool. And if it's longer than 5 minutes, it now automatically segments your longer recording into 5-minute chunks, and it will number them in the attribution link. As long as you keep the attribution link short on the lower left corner, the title of that, it puts one of X in there in parentheses next to whatever title you use. So remember that. I saw mine get truncated frequently, and sometimes if it's long enough, you won't even know it's there. But you don't have to go in and label the captions any longer, one of X, because it uses the same caption title for all of them. But down in the lower left, you'll be able to actually see which segment you're on of the total number. So that only applies if it's longer than 5 minutes. If it's under 5 minutes or less, then it's going to be perfect. So that's the way to get a professionally recorded audio into Anchor. Now, the one proviso is Anchor does not yet accept stereo recording. So if you do a really high quality stereo recording and lift it through the clip, it does become a mono recording once it gets compressed and stored in Anchor. So hopefully that'll help you. Eventually, they're going to be improving the web interface and making it more functional so that we have access to most features that we currently have on the mobile side. But that's the way to do it, my friend. And thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you, Sam.
Avi, it's October calling, doing a mic check with you.
First October is a monthly music challenge. I think it's been operating since 2012. Paul Manny can verify that. Here's the story. I am micing into you using a dynamic mic. So I'm using the most recent update to Anchor. I'm coming in through a 3.5 millimeter jack on top of the iPad mini that I'm using. And I'm using a Shure SM57 dynamic mic to talk to you. It's an XLR mic. Figure that out. I should take a picture of all the rig that I have set up here, but basically, this would allow somebody who's a professional YouTuber or podcaster to leverage the new back end of Anchor with high-end audio gear, if they wished. Bye for now.
Avi, I'm enjoying these contributions different people are making to you concerning microphones on the heels of Anchor adapting its external mic capabilities. Here's one fact I know. You can jack in to the 3.5 millimeter jack or via lightning through the adapter that you've pointed to on askavi.click. So that 3.5 millimeter jack or the lightning port adapted for the jack, that works with a lot of old technology. You need to have some piece in the middle. In my case, I have a Zoom H6 recorder that has a line out function to the 3.5 millimeter jack. If this sounds gibberish to you, to folks listening, well, just take it on this. Some podcasters have the rig necessary to talk to the Anchor app directly through the 3.5 millimeter port. End of story. Bernie, I'm enjoying it too. And you know what? The last contribution you just made seemed to be, to me, the most clear, the most accurate reproduction of your voice that I've heard from all of the different approaches you've used. And I'm wondering, what was that? You didn't mention how you recorded the last one right before this response to you. I heard all of the others. Rode SmartLav Plus, which I also own through the 3.5 millimeter jack, to me seemed to be a little bit clippy, probably just a little too close to your voice, to your mouth. But normally that's an extraordinary reproduction as well. That's a great mic. Your Shure 57, not the greatest, but again, sometimes the SC6 doesn't do a great job unless you're using a Rode microphone. It really was designed to have two SmartLav Pluses involved so that you can have two people with the two Rode mics because of the impedance that it offers from that particular mic. It can be used, but it doesn't always reproduce the best quality. So some of those issues are affected by that. The Shure MV88, to me, has some of the best reproduction. And I know I used to hear Ray Girard use that mic, and it sounded very, very good. And that had a direct lightning connector into the iPhone. So that had the capability of doing that. On some of the older phones, devices, the iOS devices, you don't have lightning, so it becomes an issue as well. But all good stuff, and we're learning a lot about how people are using microphones. And I have one more request, and that is what my recommendation is. And I'm waiting to hear all of them because, you know, I haven't tested every mic with the phone. I can tell you this, in most cases, now I'm recording about 3 inches away holding the phone in front of my mouth without any microphone at all. And that's what I use 95% of the time to do my recordings. And I find that Anchor works the best with the native microphone built into the phone. And I think you could hear some of the people that have contributed through this process that it is the built-in mic that has probably the best noise cancellation and the best reproduction for Anchor itself. These external mics don't really do it justice regardless, unless you're using them in another venue, doing your pre-record and then lifting it up through the clip, then it does a pretty good job. But otherwise, it's probably not worth the money. I like the Smart Lav Plus probably as the best option, but on the newer phones, they don't have the 3.5 millimeter built in. So as you suggest, we have to use the adapter that converts lightning to 3.5 millimeter. And that works. That's an option. But, you know, if you have a windy day, that windshield on the Smart Lav Plus or other lavalier mics that have the windshield protection does a better job than if you're just outside with the phone raw microphone. But otherwise, if you're in a quiet setting, the phone mic tends to do the greatest job, and it's the easiest one to use because it's the one you carry with you all the time. No preparation required. Thanks, man.
Hi, Avi. I have a question for you now that you are talking about external microphones. Which one do you recommend? I would like to have one to use it with my computer and with my iPhone 7. Maybe it could be a USB one, right? But do you have a special or specific model in mind? Thank you for your recommendation. Bye, my friend.
Juan Carlos, good to hear from you, my friend. So, of all the mics that you've heard based on all the demos that were done, I don't know which one sounds best to you. For me, my taste, I found that the Blue Yeti microphone is the most versatile for both PC slash Mac slash USB type recording. That one does a number of different things, and the quality is pretty much superior in the price range. And that would be the one, if you ask me to pick one microphone that does it all but is not portable, you know, because normally people that get microphones for their iPhones, either the 7 or the 6S or the 8s, they're looking for something that might be portable where they can travel with it. And the Blue Yeti is not one of those. So normally I recommend two separate mics, one just for the phone, one for your computer. And from that perspective, if you had to nail me down to just one and I had to throw all my other microphones away, I would take the Blue Yeti, again, for the price range. There are much more expensive mics available and there are much less expensive mics available. If you're looking for portability, I like the lavalier mics, and the Rode Smart Lav Plus has always been my favorite for portability. For doing live streaming, if you're traveling, if you're on the road, I carry my Smart Lav Plus with me wherever I go. Now, I have an iPhone 6S currently, so I still have the 3.5 millimeter jack. If you're going with the 3.5 millimeter connection, you have to get the lightning adapter to the 3.5 microphone jack, right? Otherwise, if you're doing a Blue Yeti, you need to get the lightning adapter to the camera, right? The lightning to USB adapter, and you want to get the one that has power. So that's an extra expense that you have to put out to make that work. So with all that said, that's the combination. I'm going to keep the link here in the caption for my Avizon page. That's where I keep links to all of the things that I've selected that work the best. If you're looking, like I said, just for a lightning style microphone that does a great job, the Shure MV88 is good. So I have links to the Blue Yeti, links to the Shure MV88. I have links to the Rode Smart Lav Plus, and you'll be able to click through and find all of them in one easy spot. And most of this stuff is under $100 in terms of other things that I offer up on that page. You'll find batteries for charging your phone when you're on the road, because when you start using these tools, you need to keep your phone charged all the time, and you run low on juice no matter what. So I have some really good recommendations. I like the Anker batteries. The 10,000 milliamp battery is reasonably priced and does a great job for charging. So take a look. That's where I have my little shopping list, and I put everything together there to make it easy for you. If you have any questions, any concerns, hit me up. Happy to do it.